The Second Amendment Protection Act criminalizes the enforcement of federal laws on any guns that are made in Kansas and stay there. But in a letter to the governor, U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder said that this is in direct conflict with federal law. The Kansas U.S. Attorney Barry Grissom says that if the law is not changed, the U.S. Attorney General could take more action. Grissom says that a state can't keep a federal agent from carrying out his duties.
That clearly is something we take very seriously, and we would hope that cooler heads will prevail. If we fail in that regard, we certainly have not ruled out taking this matter to federal court and letting a federal judge to decide upon its constitutionality.
The law went into effect on April 25th. There's similar legislation currently making its way through the Missouri legislature, too. For KCR News, I'm Monica Sandreski.